Welcome to What's the 411, your smart source for urban, lifestyle, and entertainment news. I'm Kizzy Cox.
I'm Onika McLean.
Hey, girl.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, so we're going to get into what's popping.
Yes.
So what is popping is Malik Yoba and not those
Malik
lips.
Yoba's
not those
reputation is popping.
Yeah, it's just but you know what? People haven't really been talking about Malik Yoba in a while anyway. So
right.
So what he did was he was trying to show support to the transgender community. And then he got called out. He's like, damn, I'm just gonna leave them HBCUs, LGBT, whatever it is.
You know what? Chappelle.
No, that's just comedy brain. Everybody thinks that it's too many damn acronyms. Okay, so listen. So Mariah Lopez Ebony, who is a transgender prostitute, claims that Malik Yoba mm-hmm. paid her for sexual favors.
Yeah. So, and when she was a child.
When she was a minor.
Yep. 13. Yeah.
That's crazy. He is like really in trouble, right? So
yeah.
The Sigma Beta Club program, which provides counseling and guidance mm-hmm. for preteen boys and teenage males, dropped him as their spokesperson.
Wow.
Because he was affiliated with that organization. And the program services is through the Phi Beta fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, Phi Beta Sigma. Yeah. And they don't want anything to do with him now. Right. And so.
Well, that might not be the worst of his problems, though.
Yeah, but what? Do you think that they can go back? Like, there has to be some kind of...
No, she's filing a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Because now, back in the day, as recently as a few months ago, there was a statute of limitations on mm-hmm. these type of sex abuse claims,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
So it was like, it had to be 5 years from the last occurrence, and you had until you're 21 years old to file a lawsuit. Now they've extended that period. You can file a lawsuit until you're 50 years old. And if you've been, aged out of whatever statute of limitations from before, you now have a 1 year window when you can, present your claims in a criminal court. So if she just, she's already suing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but civilly, not
right.
Not criminally.
Right. Civil.
But then he say he finds transgenders attractive?
That's what he said. That was the whole thing. So remember like a little while ago, mm-hmm. I think earlier in the summer, there was a young man, I think his name was Maurice, and he mm-hmm. had a transgender girlfriend, and he was talking about he's not gay, he's a straight man who had a transgender girlfriend.
How's that work?
It can work, if you've transitioned
and
you
got the parts.
So he's like, but people don't think that way. They think very narrow. We were talking about homophobia earlier, and people mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm gonna be next to this man, da da da, whatever. Mm-hmm. So he was out there, he was putting his love out for his transgender girlfriend, and people were bullying him. People were calling him all types of names and stuff like that. Later on, he wound up killing himself.
I remember this.
But later on, it was found out that he actually tried to kill his girlfriend first. And then she got away. And then he killed himself. So there was a lot of
There's mental illness going on. Because
going
I don't know. My thought, it is limited, so don't come from my edges, LGBTQ community. But my assumption is, if you are a male and you're dating a transgender person, right? Normally, that's your preference, right? And so you're not gay?
No, I don't think you're gay at all. And this is where Malik Yoba's thing came in. He's like, mm-hmm. I am a cisgender, which means, you identify with the sex that you were assigned at birth, right? He's cisgender male, he's heterosexual, and he says, I love all women. And that includes women, cisgender women, and also transgender women. Like, I like the female form and what it is.
I like the female form, too, but I'm... But you're not gay.
Your thing would be, do you like trans men? That would be the thing, since you are a straight woman.
Like trans men, like the girls with the bulletproof vest on.
Well, not anymore. Those are lesbian women. We're not talking about that. We're talking about trans men.
No.
Trans men.
I like men.
But you don't even see the same. But the thing is, have you ever seen pictures of trans men? Sometimes you would never know.
But I like real
ooh
and And so, you know what I'm trying to say?
No. Like,
so,
what
okay.
you trying to say?
So, okay.
They coming.
Okay, so
they
maybe,
coming for you.
Okay, I'm getting nervous. Okay. Okay, let me explain myself. Okay. Okay, if I like a heterosexual male.
Right.
And just because a trans male looks like a heterosexual male and I can probably be
looks like a cisgender male is what you're saying, what you're trying
why
to say.
Why are you making me say cis?
Because
I don't even
that,
know.
Okay. Because that means that it's a man that was I like at what's birth this? was assigned male. And they're good with that. Like you're assigned female at birth. I'm assigned female at birth and we identify with that. That's what's called cisgender. Trans is ones who identify with the opposite sex. That's what it is. We'll learn, girl. We learn, girl. We're going to bring you up to speed.
I'm confused.
We're going to bring you up to speed.
Y'all can see inside my brain.
Listen, a lot of people
I
feel that way.
I still have a problem with long division. Like, I know goddamn well this is not going to work out for me. And so y'all going to be coming for me because I don't even know what the cis means. Okay, I was born a girl. They said you a girl. I said it on
exactly.
my birth certificate.
Assigned, exactly. That's cisgender.
They said I was a girl. I was on two
assigned
genders.
Women.
Now it was two genders when I was born. And then now y'all got 10. But when I was born, I had two and I was a girl. And then that's so I liked the guy.
So you're heterosexual. Right.
Right. So now you're saying what about the guy that looks like the guy could pass as the guy? What are we saying here?
So that's basically a trans man.
So what
someone
about the penis? What about the penis?
That
because if you're a trans woman that got to be a man, it's probably gonna be really small, right?
You know what? Wow. Okay. So back to Malik Yoba and what's going on here. So basically,
I'm thoroughly not. I'm just a little confused.
We're gonna revisit this conversation another day.
We should probably go into this because
I think everybody needs to be educated because I don't even know
what you're talking about, sis. Sis, because when people say sis, I'm thinking cis.
No, it's cisgender.
Okay.
All right, so we're gonna work it out, guys.
Right,
hang
sis.
With us.
I'm sorry.
So basically, this is what's happening. This is his problem right now. So he's being sued, and she came up. She has something to say. She posted this whole long thing on Facebook, mm-hmm. Mariah Lopez Ebony, and she was like, "Oh my goodness, you know what? I don't have the proverbial blue dress, and I'm not gonna fabricate evidence." But what I'm going to do is I'm going to come out here and I'm going to state my case and I'm going to do my thing. And I know that, you know, I'm not lying. I'm staying in my truth. No one's going to shame me. No one's going to put me down. This is what it is.
Well,
and
good
so that's
for
what she, that's
good
what she
for
said.
Her. Good
so
for
we'll
her.
See. We'll see what happens. I, you know, again, we're in this moment now where we're like, believe all victims. We're in this moment now where people who have undergone childhood abuse.
So it's important. So she was a prostitute at 13.
At 13. Yep.
And how did they get together? Were they set up? She was walking the street?
What she said was like she used to be around the meatpacking district and he used to drive around and he used to pick her up and she said
Why sue him? What about the other people that picked you up?
Well, maybe she doesn't even know who those people are now. He's the most well-known person.
Well-known.
This is what she said, too, because I know what you're getting at. What you're getting at is she's trying to get at his bag. She said, no, I'm not trying to get money. I'm not trying to get money because, you know what? I messed myself up. By coming forward, I actually lost leverage. Like, I could have just went to his lawyer. You know, I have a lawyer. We could have talked about it. We could have gotten a much better settlement. He probably would have paid her more to shut up if there's any truth to it. And now she's come out.
So why not? Don't sue him civilly. Bring criminal charges.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's still ongoing. And now she's dropped her Facebook. She's like, I'm going to start a whole new Facebook.
I'm not victim blaming, but I'm just saying.
Don't be a Dave Chappelle.
I'm not going to be. Dave Chappelle is amazing. But
he's victim blaming. He says that. He said, I call myself a victim blamer.
No, but that's what people call him. But I'm just saying, like, let's bring it all to the carpet. You know what I'm trying to say? Why Malik Yoba? Why
not him?
Well, why him? Because of his money.
That's the thing. You don't think that, you don't necessarily believe her. You think it's probably a money thing.
Oh, no, no. I believe her. I'm just saying, there's another motivator, is all I'm saying.
I don't know about that. I don't know. We just need to see how it plays out. And I don't know if Malik Yoba comes back for this. It all depends on you know, the trial, the civil trial, you know. And if you look online, people are like, you know, she wants that bag, blah, 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 blah. So we shall see. You know what else was crazy? Yeah. Oh my gosh, why can't I remember his name? Really famous comedian from back in the day with Richard Pryor and...
Oh, I got it. So listen, Paul Mooney, right?
That's who it is.
So what they're saying about Paul Mooney is they're saying that Paul Mooney, now I'm not saying this, right?
But I'm not saying it, people saying.
This is what they're saying on the internet, right? They're saying that Paul Mooney raped
Richard Pryor's son.
I was going to say it, but I was trying to do the timing, but she couldn't help it.
No.
So Richard Pryor's son, and that Richard Pryor had found out about it, and that Richard Pryor
wanted to kill
had
him.
Put a hit out on Paul Mooney, and then Richard Pryor ended up setting himself on fire, and then that didn't happen. But now that's like really a thing, and I have not heard Paul Mooney say anything about this at all.
Silence. Radio silence. Except today, actually, his sons came out and said, if it were true, why didn't they come out and say it years and years ago? That's that was their defense. That's a pretty weak defense. But
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm surprised that this is coming out now.
That's what I was too. I was like, I was surprised too, but I think we're in a Me Too moment. I think, you know, things are coming out that didn't come out, you know, years and years ago. People are being empowered. So,
well, you know, all your little uncles that had sitting up there being crazy and trying to act like it didn't ever happen, acting like that somebody had a bad dream. You about to lose your wife.
I ain't even laugh. It's not even laughable, but it's not. It is sad.
But it's now
sad.
It's like because yeah. But you know what? Good, because now some kid is gonna be saved.
Exactly. Absolutely. You know, Lizzo is just burning up the charts. Number one on Billboard 100 with her song True First.
Why man can't be rich? You gotta be rich. Go ahead, girl. I know people like, I know my kids are like, why? Why do you have to know all this stuff?
Because
you know I like young boys. I'm just okay. I gotta listen to their music. Trap
okay.
Queen.
So, okay, so oh, Banks.
If I could get this together.
Okay, sorry. You cute, girl. You cute. It's okay. So Banks wrote this whole like post on IG, basically where she came for Lizzo and she came for Cardi B, who are, of course, killing the game. So this is what she said. She said, talking about Truth Hurts, the song is not good, nor is the dumpy fat girl spectacle live set she does. Saddest bit is that the girl is legit talented and truly only being allowed to shine so long as she allows herself to be this millennial mammy of sorts. I'm talking in her voice. And Banks didn't stop there. She went on to say, like illiterate Cardi, then fat Lizzo, they are really choosing the worst of the black women's crop to advertise America with. I guess they saw us moving too fast with it, because if you realize, after Beyonce became political in ways they didn't like, the elite stopped giving her that top spot, where's she coming from, and started cycling out these lessers like Cardi and Lizzo, even Lil Nas X trash ass butt break mountain anthem, giving them Beyonce level accolades while both being nowhere near this level of black excellence she is. So she had a lot to say.
Let me tell you what Beyonce said. Keep my name out your mouth.
You know, Beyonce, what I had on, like,
you know, Beyonce sound like a little man. Keep your name out your mouth. Don't get fucked up.
So my thing is, she has so much to say. There's so much here to unpack. But basically, is Azalea Banks just at it again, or does she have some type of point in this whole hateration that she's spewing?
I'm trying
right
to
now?
Think who are our new greats, black female artists.
Well, her thing is, what she said was, you know what, look at Jasmine Sullivan. Jasmine Sullivan was another big girl, and she was never allowed to rise because she wasn't putting on like this show and trying to perform for people and being mammy-ish.
Well, mammy, how?
Well, she's talking about just
maybe Lizzo, could that just be Lizzo's personality?
Like, exactly. But she's saying that this is what she's saying, right? Because she, you know, put out more Instagram posts to try to explain the hateration in the first place. She's talking about, you know, white America corporate music world is not allowing certain types of images of black women to ascend.
Well, she shouldn't have specified. She shouldn't have talked about specifically Cardi B and specifically Lizzo. If she was going to make this blanket statement about white America and black women, I know they just had the Black Women Summit.
Black Girls Rock.
No, not just Black Girls Rock. It was like a black girl conversation. And it was, so really? I'm going to send you the link. But
okay.
So what they say about black women, right? We get to be the whore or harlot. We get to be the mammy or Oprah, or we get to be like the bitch, like Condoleezza or something. So like starch. Like we don't get to just be all things that everybody else get to be. We have to be in one or three categories. And I get that if she was talking about it on the whole, but that's just how it's the structure, the system has been set up. So why specify those?
What I'm saying. It just looks like hateration. Because
these people are checking for you.
Exactly. And she needs to be going, like you said, putting out a new album and putting out new music and speaking energy. With that. And you know what it is, too? What I didn't like about it, too, was, again, like you said, she pointed out specific artists. But Lizzo in particular, like, she's fat shaming her. Like, what does it matter that she's out there showing her body if she's proud of it?
And she just came to the yard. Let her get some shine. Let her grow up a little bit. And then at the end of the day, right, people put their clothes on. And she looks cute.
She looks cute. And check out Azalea's IG. All it is her, like, half naked, her butt, she's twerking. I'm like, so you can do that, but Lizzo can't do it?
Of course Lizzo can. She's young. That's what young girls do. They explore their sexuality, as you should. Go ahead, do it. It's just sad that we have to see it all on Instagram. But, hey, I'm just so glad they didn't have Instagram when I was coming up.
Woo! Oh, my goodness. Lord Jesus. I was pulling out VHS
tapes, like you know, you open the tape up, you're like, you won't have this over my head, little Raymond. I'm sorry.
You stupid. Raymond. It wasn't Ray Ray back. It was Ray Ray back in the day.
Raymond because I didn't know him that much. You know, you don't know him. You have to call him by his real first government name.
Government. Okay. So stupid. But yeah, guys, I know you guys want to sound off on this, so please hit us up in the comments. Let us know what you think about Azalea Banks' comments, because I think she's wilding out.
She got to stop with the nonsense. So recently, Candy Boris, daughter Riley, right? So she
Sweet 16 she just had, yeah.
Right, she's on Instagram, right?
And like every
she's
teenager.
She's so cute. Oh, she is so cute. She just had a job for the summer. Like, I love their Instagram because it's just like a regular mom, daughter thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So she done did something crazy, right? Because she went on Instagram and told people to give her money. Everybody send her. How much does she want? I forgot. What did she say? She was asking her fans to send her money.
Huh?
Yes. And so some of the
fans. Isn't her mom a millionaire?
So what the fans said. They were like, your mom is a millionaire. You're going to be sitting up there asking, like she's doing like a crowd pooling.
I don't know.
Maybe she's buying a Birkin bag. Maybe her mother was like, no. And you know what? I bet you people sent her money.
I bet they did. Because you know what? She said, she posted another IG message and she said, thank you all for showing me love on my birthday. So to show you my appreciation, I'm going to Cash App one of my friends $500. One of my, you know, followers $500. So all you got to do is go to my story and swipe up and like this post. So she's giving back the money, some of the money that she got.
That was her mother's idea. That's Candy's idea. That is Candy written off, candy coated. That's a candy coated idea. Candy is like on the low, like a Kris Jenner. Like, you know what I'm saying? She like, let me see. She got three more kids. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. So she said that. So yeah. Do you think it was right that she even asked for the money in the first place?
I think that in this culture, do what you can. Because these people are so, like, they follow so. Do you know how many people do stuff like that? Like, I know a comedian recently. She's, like, she was on a show that could get an Emmy, that was getting an Emmy, nominated for an Emmy.
Mm-hmm.
And she needed to get to California. She didn't have any money. And she was like, oh, I need money to get to California. Could you guys cash at me? And people cashed at her, and she had enough to get a ticket to California.
I You know, I don't know, man.
I mean, you shouldn't have to be there, but she wanted to be there, and then she, I guess she didn't set up her funds right to get there, so people
just
sent
her. That's why you don't get there. I feel like, you know what, GoFundMe and crowdsourcing was created for people who literally had a pressing need for something, like maybe they needed some medical attention that they couldn't, you know, medical treatment they couldn't pay for, or maybe they were about to lose their house, or maybe they had been the victim of some kind of crime and needed, you know, some type of restitution, not just random people who are like good people who are well off trying to take my little money, my little ducats. So, I hardly have anything. So and then they want my.
I can't say anything about this because let me tell you what happened, right? I was, you know, I'm a comedian, right? Diva of Comedy on Instagram, follow me.
Yes, but, follow her.
But so I do this character called Miss Cleophas, and I was looking for a wig. So what I did when I was looking for the wig, right? I went live, and so I'm trying all these wigs in the wig store, and then the wig was like $40, and I was like, I'm not spending $40 for no wig. I came here to spend $20 for the wig. Do you know that people cash at me money so that I can get that wig? Yes.
They found you on Cash App.
They just cash at me. My Cash App is Diva of Comedy. They
They
cash at me money, and I was like, "Oh my God, I have to give." Because you know, I'm. It's not like I don't have it. I'm just cheap.
But you know what? That's the thing, though. I like that, though. But if you just want to support your fave and be like, "Here, girl, do this," I'm fine with that. But I don't think that people who have means should be actively asking their fans for money. I just think it's poor taste. That's what I think.
Yeah, but she's a kid.
That's all right. And well, that's why her lady. Mom got her saying, I'll give you $500 if you swipe up on my story. So, yeah. Yeah.
Because now she got a sponsor. Now somebody sponsored that. Go ahead, Candy. Do your thing, girl. Do your
Stick with us. We'll be right back after this break.
So what do we think about white women named Lakeisha? My sister's name is Lakeisha, and I have 8 other girlfriends named Lakeisha.
What?
Because I'm a 70s baby, and I think that was the most popular name from 1963 to 76. Because I know so many Keishas, it's ridiculous. But a white woman named Lakeisha, I just think that whoever named her, if it's real white parents, y'all need to be slapped. Because that don't even make no sense. You trying to be funny.
No. Okay, so this is what happened. What happened was, her mom, yesterday, she is a... For reference, she's a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white woman.
Poor woman.
White woman.
Poor white woman.
Nobody said that. So she's a white woman. And her mom also blonde. So these are like blonde, like white women, right?
Wow. And they cheap the mother got.
You know what? Wow, the shade. Oh, my God. Just so dark in here. Like, the shade.
Don't talk about my complexion, because every time somebody talk about my complexion, I get pissed off.
You know what? Whatever. So her mom's name, by the way, is Ladina. L-A, like again, like just like the L-A, Lakeisha. I think she just likes that la. So her name is Ladina. And she said when she was pregnant with her daughter, her husband and her could not agree on a name.
What's the husband's name?
I don't know what the husband's name is. But
Chad.
No, whatever. But the thing is, they couldn't agree. So they went Billy to Florida. They went to Florida and they wound up getting this baby book, and they opened the baby book and they saw the name Lakeisha, and that was the name that they both liked. Couldn't agree on nothing else. That was a name. And so that was the name that stuck. And they're like, the mom is like, it's a beautiful name. Like, why wouldn't I name my daughter that? I wasn't thinking about it in terms of race. I just like the name. It's pretty. And again, I think she has a thing for La. So I mean, her name Ladina.
So what does Lakeisha mean?
I don't know what it means.
Nothing, because somebody in 1976 made it up.
That's the thing. So now, Lakeisha, growing up, she grew up in this really small Ohio town, you know, 300 plus people. She had only one black, like, classmate.
I thought you were
going to
say one tooth.
You know what? They coming for you, too. Don't think they don't watch the show. They coming for your edges. They coming, too. Ohioans, you know. You know, she said, Diva of Comedy on IG.
Oh, God, you little hater. Don't come for me unless I come for you.
So, in Ohio town, I only had one black student in the whole school all her years. So she didn't know that there was anything weird about her name. No one ever mentioned it to her until she moved to a city with a lot more black people. And so she was bartending, and she'd go up to talk to people, and she'd go up to serve people, and they'd be like, you know, I'm your server, my name is such and such. And they'd be like, what? Like, that's not your real name. Liar, you ain't real. You're not one of us. So it would make her feel bad a little bit because she was, you know, she was like, this is my name. And so she stopped telling people her name because, you know, she just got so much blowback. But then, of course, you know, black people or black coworkers were like, you girl, you good. And they would come to her rescue and to her defense and say, that's her name. Leave her alone. She's one of us. She's cool. And so it became like a bonding experience. And now, you know, she loves her name. And she wouldn't even think about changing it. This is it. It was really interesting. And I like this story because it just shows, like, sometimes when you put yourself in other people's shoes, you have more compassion. Because I don't think that she would have known what it's like to a degree to be black. She said, there's plenty of times when I feel like I've put out an application for a job and I know that I'm qualified, I never got called back. And she thinks it's because they think, oh, this is an African American, we don't want it.
So you know what they have now in the diversity space, you know, diversity and inclusion is really, really big now.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're doing these blind surveys. Mm-hmm. What they're trying to do is pull back the biases. So what they're doing with some resumes, they're taking the name off the resume.
That is such
so
a
they're
idea.
Taking the names off the resumes and just going with your credentials. But what they found is that that's not really stopping the biases, because if you're a woman or a non-white man, you are a part of different associations when you're in school, right? So you're like the Women's League or the Urban League,
right.
Or
oh my God,
whatever.
Yeah.
So then when they remove those extracurricular activities, then it seems like you don't have anything on there. So it's like the conversation in the diversity and inclusion space is one of how do we make this blind so that
everyone has the same experience.
Diverse people, you know, candidates can have an opportunity. And what they found is that the flip has to be of it. You have to go after diverse candidates, period. Go to the HBCUs. You have to say, black person, come here. We gonna guide you, because
yeah,
you can't do it any other way.
Absolutely,
because it's too
entrenched.
It's historically too, like even if white culture isn't racist, nepotism. I'm just gonna hire your son. You just happen to be a white man and a white. You know what I'm trying to say? So
exactly,
yeah,
it's so
it.
Deeply entrenched in the system.
Hey,
it's crazy.
Lakeisha.
Lakeisha, and you know what she named her kids? Deshaun online.
No. Yo, my neck, yo, I think I got a racist gland, because my neck right here just tightened up. Like, you have some parts of your body got racism in it, like not really like you a racist person, but like your
you know
vocal
what?
Cord,
you are hilarious.
Like your vocal cord on the left might be a little racist, because I'm telling you what just happened. My whole neck was like, mother. And, okay.
No, it's Jace and Serenity. So cute names. Different names, but you know. Anyway. That's what I'm doing for this week's edition of What's the 411, your smart source for urban lifestyle and entertainment news.
Until next week, check out our website, www. It's not really www, but I say that all the time because it pisses off. What's the 411.com. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And then hit that button. Boom! What's the 411 TV?
I love that.
Now hit that button, because that button is really important. And hit that button on Facebook, too.
But remember to also subscribe and download our podcast, because we're also audio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other podcast platforms. Also, listen to us on Amazon's Alexa Flash Briefing. Just say Alexa. Play What's the 411's Flash Briefing, and there will be. I'm Kizzy Cox, and on behalf of my co-host, Anika McLean, thank you for spending your time with What's the 411.